intrigued by this like 28 letter word, the German word. Maybe somebody can help us. Maybe Kathy can help us. Kathy Dean Dielman joins us from the Amherst Historical Society. They have their German Fest coming up on August 11th. Good morning, Kathy. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Don't ask me to pronounce any German words.
It's the Cleveland Dana Schwaben Blockerspiel. Is there a German brass band? That's all we need to know. But you've got them coming as part of this event, right?
Oh, yes. Yes. My daughter and I went to Hofbräuhaus a week and a half ago, and I couldn't pronounce half the things on the menu. So they asked me to pronounce anything German.
Now, is there going to be German? Is there going to be German food at this German?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we have the Brewkettle is going to be catering this time, and everybody sampled what we were getting on the menu, and it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be so wonderful. Our food. We're going to have the live music, and of course, you know, dancing if you want to get up and start kicking your heels and doing some polkas. Let's see, we're going to have lots of stuff for the kids. We have a petting zoo that's new this year. Pony rides, a rock wall. We're going to have the animal shows, kids' games. And, of course, the tours, all the buildings will be open for tours because people will ask generally, when are the buildings open? Well, here's your chance.
Come to
see all the buildings.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the German connection? Why do you feel to do the German theme for your events for Historical Society?
Well, Amherst was founded in 1811. And before it was founded, we had the settlers coming through. And many of them were German mill workers looking to start a life here in America. And then we would recruit German immigrants from to do the quarries too. So there was just a huge German population here as the town started. And so to celebrate that, we have German Fest.
Sounds good. Now, is there Lederhosen anywhere involved in this? Or
you might. Okay. You might see some Lederhosen, I'm sure. Absolutely.
Bruce, do you have any?
No, I don't.
You don't have any?
No, but I think now that
do
I remember.
Do you have any?
As a pronouncer, that's usually one of the words that the eighth graders have to spell. And I think I actually mispronounced it. They call it Lederhosen.
Lederhosen,
I believe how they have that as well. But there's always the other German words that they have. But it's going to be a fun event. And you mentioned there's a lot of things involved, for kids as well. This goes on August 11th. What time does it start then?
1 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And there will be, of course, beer. We're going to ask about that. And this happens rain or shine. Let's see, it's $5 for admission. We're going to have lots of raffles. We're also giving away, just like we've done the past few years, a set of tickets to the OSU, to an OSU football game. I believe this year is the September 8th game. I can't remember who the opponent is, but it's going to be good. And these tickets are in the middle of the stadium, like right by the 50-yard line.
Kathy,
I've won the tickets a couple of years ago, and they are really great seats.
Kathy, for people who have not ever stopped by the Sandstone Village, describe it for us. What can people see?
Okay. People can see the village has been, it's always a work in progress, but it's a beautiful little village on Milan Avenue here in Amherst, right off of South Lake Street. If you were coming from Route 2, we get off the Oak Point Road, North Lake Street exit, and go south. And let's see, you've got an 1840s farmhouse. It's all been that you can take a tour of. We've got a fire museum. We've got a caboose. You've got an octagonal barn, one of three left standing in Ohio. We have, blacksmith shop. And lots of other things you can go and take a look at. You can see the memorial to the 1916 Amherst train wreck. We dedicated that 2 years ago. And there's lots of fun things for everybody to do. And it's just a beautiful little village. And whenever we have an event there, people will say, I didn't know this was here. When can I come again? When can we see the buildings? When can we do this? Well, here's your chance to do it. It's just a wonderful little place, and we're very proud of it. And this is our this is our eighth German Fest. The first one was 2011.
So I imagine the buildings you describe, were scattered about in that general area, then relocated and rebuilt?
They were, yes. The St. George's Chapel was originally downtown Amherst. The Harris Duty House, which is the farmhouse, was on Oberlin Road, and that was taken apart brick by brick and beam by beam and redone here. And it was, everything was put back together. And the blacksmith shop, I think, was actually built on the property, as was the fire museum. The caboose was actually in Oberlin.
I was there a couple of years ago. You mentioned octagonal barn. Why would somebody build a barn like that?
Okay. The reason you would build a barn like this is because it would save on materials. Because apparently this was just, it was a way to save on materials. Also, that it had that shape. Also, and it protected against wind damage. And I've heard, I don't know how true this is, but I have heard that it is supposed to, having an octagonal shape, leaves fewer places for the ghosts to hide. I am not making this up. I didn't make that up. But apparently, if you don't want ghosts in your barn,
maybe that should do it.
The animals? Not sure. But apparently, that's a thing.
We'll go with that. I will have no doubt about that. But
yeah, but I mean, I guess it would make sense that you could, you know, it would protect against wind damage to have that sort of a shape as opposed to having somebody knocking out the corners of your barn.
You told somebody, go put that in the corner, they would get a little confused. It'd take a while to figure out where
I know. Yeah, where that goes. But, you know, I'm always the one with the offbeat things to tell you.
Absolutely. Well, there's a lot of fun that's going on. Again, it's coming up on the 11th, August 11th. Germanfest from 1 to 9. The admission cost for this? Or what's the event price for that?
It's $5. It's $5, and and of course, parking is free. And we've got lots of space for that. It's going to be a wonderful event, and bring the whole family. Go for a couple hours. Go all day. There's always going to be something to do.
Right, and if it gets you moving. Now, look, I found a little bit of the Cleveland Dodna Schwabspi Glockenspiel music. A little bit of the music that they'll be providing as well, and a lot of the food. And it'll be a fun event. And as you mentioned, there's things for the kids.
Plenty of things for the kids.
You got the bubble lady joining you, I guess, according to the
We've got pony rides and the petting zoo and a rock wall, and kids won't be bored.
Absolutely. And they'll maybe get a little education or just see some history and just be amazed at some of the buildings and the displays as well.
Okay. It's a great day out with your family,
If people want to find out more or get details, where's a good place for them to get of that?
Go on the Amherst Historical Society website, and also you can go on Facebook, because we've got our Facebook presence, too. And I'm walking on Wednesday tomorrow. I will be there having a table somewhere, and I'll be able to answer any questions.
Sounds good. People can come on to Amherst and see what's also going on in the town. Thanks very much for your time, Kathy. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Bye-bye.